This is a story in the latest issue of Senzi. It just came out this week for the April issue. And what I was trying to figure out, or what I was trying to find out, is whether there are people from the corporate world who are moving into the cannabis industry. I had talked to some people who had, and I wound up talking with five different people who have moved from the corporate world, where they were successful, where they're, you know, they were doing pretty well, but for a variety of reasons, they decided it was more advantageous for them to get into the cannabis world. And I don't think, the obvious thing is, well, it was just for money, but I don't think that's it in the long run. I think that what's happening is that as cannabis legalization continues, we're going to see a more corporate element, and some of it is kind of necessary, so things like marketing, people who are really good at marketing in the corporate world coming into the cannabis world can kind of bring a perspective that a lot of other people don't have, nor can they bring to the table.
The way the legal recreational marijuana industry was set up as a part of Amendment 64 was that there was a certain requirement for how long you had to live in the state and various different things like that. And that seemed to lend itself to smaller operations or people who had been here anyway. Are we moving beyond that from, say, a mom and pop style thing where you have individuals owning one store, maybe two? Are we going to see more chains opening up, or are we already there?
Oh, we're already there. I mean, that part of the business is definitely changing. There are companies that are buying more dispensaries or buying grow operations from smaller companies. And that's to be expected. That's certainly to be expected. But what I was kind of focusing on here were people, actual people. For instance, I talked with a woman named Deshita Dawson, who was an executive at Target. Now she's in the cannabis industry. Roy Bingham, a guy who lives here in Boulder now, he was kind of a whiz kid English banker, and who wound up then going from banking because he got bored, wound up in the natural foods industry, and wound up with a company called Spins, which is for the natural foods industry, their analytics department. And recently, in the last 3 years, started BDS Analytics here in Boulder. And what BDS Analytics is doing is looking at the market from point of sale. So it's actually giving real figures and real data to people who are in the market. And these kind of people are coming in from the natural foods industry, from other industries. I talked to someone who was the CEO, Stormy Simon, the CEO of Overstock.com. And these are people who just decided that the corporate world is not quite for them, and that they can lend a lot of help to somebody here in Colorado, or people who are already living here in Colorado.
Do you think that's going to really impact the cannabis industry? Are we going to see many changes then as a result of this corporate influence coming in, albeit individuals, but coming from the corporate world with that type of business background, maybe applying some of that knowledge, some of that background to cannabis here?
Well, definitely it's going to help that process. I mean, the other thing we have to remember is that we're in a process now of getting more acceptance from the general public. And I think that people who are involved in this understand that. For instance, BDS Analytics is doing I think it's a 12-state study where they're going to study 1,000 people in each state about their cannabis habits. You know, this just hasn't been done before, and you really need people like that who are able to provide the kind of software and the kind of expertise that you need to run an operation like that.
Is there a concern, though, that we're going to see corporate takeover of the cannabis industry?
Oh, you bet. You bet. There's that's something that I'm concerned about. It's something that I'm asking everybody about. It's one of the things that came up when I go to these conferences, where there's a lot of people who really feel a sense of kinship with other people in the industry. How long will that last? That's a real question. We've asked this before, and we've talked a little bit about it. How long will that last? I've asked a lot of people. They don't know. They don't know. There's definitely going to be both sides. There's going to be corporate interests that are going to try to build their businesses to become the largest ones, and there's going to be smaller businesses that I think are probably going to survive too, maybe as craft businesses, stuff like that. A lot of that is still coming in the future, but we're right in the midst of a change for sure.
You can read about that and more in the latest edition of Sensi magazine. It's at newsstands around the metro area, including right here at the KGNU studios in Boulder. And you can catch Leland Rucker here every Thursday morning. Thank you.
Thank you.